With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he's spoken to Elon Musk at length about the GOP tax bill, so he says Musk's criticism is very disappointing to him.
This is the most amount of money that any government has ever saved on planet Earth in a piece of legislation, ever. It's a very important first start. Elon is missing it, okay? And it's not personal. I know that the EV mandate, very important to him, that is going away, because the government should not be subsidizing these things. It's part of the Green New Deal, and I know that has an effect on his business, and I lament that. We talked about the ramp-down period on that and how that should be duly considered by Congress, but for him to come out and pan the whole bill is to me just very disappointing, very surprising, in light of the conversation I had with him yesterday.
Musk says he's disappointed with the amount of spending in the bill. President Trump's tariffs are having the desired effect. North Macedonia says it will abolish all tariffs on imported U.S. goods. Officials made the announcement Monday in an effort to have the president adopt the same trade measure. A man's the subject of a manhunt in Washington state after his three little girls were found dead.
Police in central Washington state are asking for help from anyone who may have seen 32-year-old Travis Decker, whose three young daughters, ages 9, 8, and 5, were found dead on Monday. He's described as 5 feet 8 inches tall, 190 pounds, with black hair and brown eyes. The Wenatchee police say he's wanted for 3 counts of murder and kidnapping. The former Army soldier was known to be living out of his white GMC Sierra pickup and sometimes frequented motels. It is not known whether he is armed. On Friday, the girl's mother reported they had not returned from a planned visitation. On Monday, officers with the Chelan County Sheriff's Office located Decker's unoccupied truck near the Rock Island campground about 40 miles west. A search uncovered the girls' bodies. Teams are searching the Okanagan-Wenatchee National Forest and following up on tips. I'm Jennifer King.
This is SRN News. Guys posing as girls is pushing high school sports into the spotlight, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
ESPN does not cover the nation's preps as a rule, but when a boy won 2 gold medals at the California State Track Championships this past weekend in girls' events amidst protests from parents, the story appeared on ESPN. At the Oregon State Finals, 2 girls walked off the podium rather than appear with a boy who had taken the gold medal from them. And suddenly, local high school sports is a flashpoint in the national debate over the future of female athletics. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A man who burned a copy of the Quran outside the Turkish consulate in London is convicted of a religiously aggravated public order offense and fined. Free speech groups say the verdict amounts to a violation of freedom of expression and vow to appeal. The judge claimed that the man's conduct was provocative and likely to have caused harassment, alarm, or distress, and it was motivated in part by a hatred of Muslims. This is SRN News. A multi-time coach of the year in the NBA is out of a job in the Big Apple.
The New York Knicks have fired coach Tom Thibodeau. The move to part ways with the 67-year-old and 2-time NBA Coach of the Year comes after New York lost to Indiana in 6 games in the Eastern Conference Finals. Under Thibodeau, the Knicks went 51-31 this season and reached the East Finals for the first time since 2000. Thibodeau spent 5 seasons on the sideline with New York, accumulating a 226-174 regular season record and a 24-23 mark in the postseason. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
U.S. Supreme Court bans nearly a dozen baby names, according to USBirthCertificates.com. The names King, Queen, and Jesus Christ are illegal in the U.S. New parents should also avoid Santa Claus, Majesty, Adolf Hitler, and Roman numeral number 3. More details at SRNNews.com.